Radio 8 CKLW.
We have a chance to chat for a couple of seconds and talk to a man who is occupied. Well, I can't say this chair. Yes, I can. This chair, but at a later hour and before me and before I move to afternoons. It's a long roundabout situation. We welcome Terry Knight. Hello, Terry.
Thank you. Hello, Tom.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I saw a group of people run by before with the flashbulbs and things, so I figured you got to be pretty busy. And I know you said you'd drop by, and I figured I don't know what time, and I have to kind of reschedule, you know, music and things around you.
So that's great. Thank you. It's really nice to be back in this room, I want to know.
It's changed a little bit.
It is. It's beautiful.
I know just after you left and I came on, there was a... I think the table was over there, and we had a few other things changed around, and they've pizzazzed it up a little bit. You know, we now have... It almost is like room. Yeah, you know,
really?
I feel like the desk at some big network or something. And what have you been doing? I'm sure most people would like to ask that, and rather than me go into great detail about what you've been doing, I'm sure you can probably fill it in better than I can.
Well, we're working right now with a new record, of course, our Better Man Than I.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm gonna borrow your lighter.
Okay,
I gave you my lighter and I can't find it. I'll take it out of your cigarette. Go ahead.
Okay, we're working the new record, Better Man Than I, and this is really taking off for us across the country right now. We're getting all kinds of people that we've never heard of, places we've never heard of before, you know, in the major cities. And we were just contacted for, can I mention a nationwide TV show?
Well, of course.
Where the action is.
That's the Clark thing.
Yesterday.
Coast.
Mm-hmm. And many concerts. We leave April 15th for a two-week tour with Peter and Gordon and the Vogues across the Midwest. And things are really looking up for us.
Will you be covering, I'm sure you will be, but maybe you can, excuse me, specify some cities. You'll be covering some of the area which we call CK country, which will be,
yeah,
I'm sure, the Ohio area.
For sure, we'll be in Cleveland, Columbus, Dayton, Cincinnati. I can't, right now, our manager knows the places, all I know
the
is
itinerary.
Where
they're
going to be there.
But the basic idea is watch for them in your area, Terry Knight and Pack. Matter of fact, this is a funny thing, I'll interrupt you for a second. A couple of people wrote to me, one from... Blissfield, Michigan, somebody else from Cleveland, Ohio. And on the back of the letters, it says, Terry Knight and the Pack are here. It's a printed up thing. And I
Isn't that wild?
They got a little kind of an underground thing working.
I haven't seen
beautiful.
That before.
No, let me pass these along to you. I don't have the names on them, but I saved the envelopes. They came in for the thing I have called the Shannon Empire, which they sent in for them.
Is that great?
Isn't that wild?
That is. Yeah, well, whoever sent it down there in Cleveland and...
Blissfield, Michigan.
Thank you very much.
I'll be postcards. And there's many more. I just took a couple of examples that just came in. I knew you were going to drop in this afternoon.
Do you like the record?
Very much.
Yeah.
It's written by the Yardbirds, isn't it?
Well, no. Now, it's not written by the Yardbirds, but this is the legitimate, for the first time, over radio story on it. We did a concert with the Yardbirds December 12th in Michigan, and they said they thought they had a piece of material for us that we could do. The song itself was written by Brian and Michael Hug. Mike Hug is with the Manfred Mann Group.
Mm-hmm.
But the song was given as a favor to the Yardbirds because they felt so strongly about the lyrics. The Yardbirds put it out on an album, and they've since released it in England and never did anything with it over there. Theirs is over 4 minutes, I think, the length. So we took it, and we were just knocked out with the lyrics of it and the story, and we put our arrangement and cut it down and went into Cleveland to record it and took a shot at it. And boy, it just seems like overnight. It's only been out for 3 weeks.
Can you judge a man by the way he wears his hair? Can you read his mind by the clothes that he wears? Or can you see a bad man by the tack on his tie? Well then, Mr. You're a better man than I. Mr. You're a better man than I. Mr. You're a better man than I. Could you tell a wise man by the way speaks or spells? Is this more important than the stories that he tells? And call a man a fool if for wealth he doesn't strive? Well then, Mr. You're a better man than I. Mr. You're a better man than I. Mr. You're a better man than I. We'll be right back. of a soul. But could you say a man for queen and country, he must die? Well then, mister, you're a better man.